Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 11.
Money appeared on the table. Deary took a step closer, frowning more ponderously than ever, but he said nothing. At least, not about that. Instead, he asked if anyone in the room had shaving creamed his door, or knew who had. We all turned to look at him, and saw that Stoke Jones had moved into the doorway when Deary stepped into the room. Stoke hung on his crutches, watching us all with his bright eyes. There was a moment of silence, and then Skip said, "You sure you didn't maybe go walking in your sleep and do it yourself, David?" A burst of laughter greeted this, and it was Deary's turn to flush. The color started at his neck and worked its way up his cheeks and forehead to the roots of his flat top. No faggy beetle haircut for Deary, thank you very much. "Pass the word that it better not happen again," Deary said, doing his own little bogey imitation without realizing it. "I'm not going to have my authority mocked." "Oh, blow it out," Ronnie muttered. He had picked up the cards and was disconsolately shuffling them. Deary took three large steps into the room, grabbed Ronnie by the shoulders of his Ivy League shirt, and pulled him. Ronnie got up on his own so the shirt would not be torn. He didn't have a lot of good shirts. None of us did. "What did you say to me, Malenfant?" Ronnie looked around and saw what I imagine he'd been seeing for most of his life. No help, no sympathy. As usual, he was on his own, and he had no idea why.
"I didn't say anything. Don't be so fucking paranoid, Dearborn."
"Apologize." Ronnie wriggled in his grasp.
"I didn't say nothing. Why should I apologize for nothing?"
"Apologize anyway, and I want to hear true regret."
"Oh, quit it," Stoke Jones said. "All of you, you should see yourselves. Stupidity to the nth power."
Deary looked at him, surprised. We were all surprised, I think. Maybe Stoke was surprised himself. "David, you're just pissed off that someone creamed your door," Skip said.
"You're right. I'm pissed off, and I want an apology from you, Malenfant."
"Let it go," Skip said. "Ronnie just got a little hot under the collar because he lost a close one. He didn't shaving cream your fucking door." I looked at Ronnie to see how he was taking the rare experience of having someone stand up for him and saw a telltale shift in his green eyes, almost a flinch. In that moment, I was almost positive Ronnie had shaving cream Deary's door. Who among my acquaintances was more likely? If Deary had noticed that guilty little blink, I believe he would have reached the same conclusion, but he was looking at Skip. Skip looked back at him calmly, and after a few more seconds to make it seem, to himself if not to the rest of us, like his own idea, Deary let go of Ronnie's shirt. Ronnie shook himself, brushed at the wrinkles on his shoulders, then began digging in his pockets for small change to pay me with.